I first met Un Thanh Thun in late 2012, hiking in the mountains near Pindia. Pindia is a town in Shan State. And I was walking in between villages, and I came upon these guys who were building a road. And I remember at the time, I didn't really understand how significant it was. I was mostly taken by like the actual process that they were going about to make this road, this like jamming gunpowder into rocks and like letting a fuse and running away. And then everyone like bringing these rocks back. And I saw Un Thanh Thun, I saw him leading the way and kind of being the one who's guiding everyone to build this thing. So I took these pictures, and after a few hours, I went on my way to make sure I could get where I was going that night. And a few years later, I was trying to find him again. At the time, I didn't know his name. All I had was this picture. So I found my guide again, and we began to retrace our steps, trying to find this man. And in this area, there are dozens of villages, you know, maybe a kilometer or two or more apart. And you don't really know where someone lives. So it was this process of trying to show this picture to a bunch of people, and they would kind of point us in the direction of where to go, maybe. And when it came to him, as it turns out, with his work in construction, he wasn't around, and he doesn't have a cell phone, didn't have a way to contact him. So it took a week. I had to hike back out and travel hours and hours away before I could track him down. When I found him, he was kind of helping build these cement posts for a fence, much further away, with his sons. And his sons, he had four of his sons there. They were in their late teens and early 20s. And unfortunately for them, they were all following in their father's footsteps, and they unfortunately were only able to get a grade 5 education. So the work, doing the same very manual labor sort of work that their father had done, that'll be the work that they do in this new burgeoning Myanmar.